kindness and for your tender mercies. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who knew no sin but became sin for us unto death on a cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, your sacrificial love. And so we ask you to come now, come Holy Spirit, come with all of your quickening power, come and be among us, come Holy Spirit, so that we are coming will not be in vain. God, I pray blessings on everyone here today, upon each and every one of us as we seek you and seek your face and seek your will. Lord God, thank you. Speak a word now for us, a word of hope, a word of love, a word of peace, a word that will sustain. Speak now, Lord God, for we are listening. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Amen. Ron, are we set? Good. Good job. Amen. God would be proud. And now let us begin, as today my sermon title is Finding Rest in Troubled Times. Finding rest in troubled times. And Lord knows we have been in troubled times. But I wonder now if it is because of the advent of technology why we see so many things happening. Like trouble was not happening before. But with the advent of technology, you know, the internet and Facebook and all the other things, whatever they call them, you know, that we see everything on TV every moment. There are times when they talk about the weather, and within an hour they'll tell you what's happening 10 times. And sometimes you seem so overwhelmed that as if there are more things, worse things that are happening. And I am not saying that culturally things are not, you know, people have not lost some morals. But a lot of these things that are happening now have happened for years, I would imagine, right? But whatever it is, we really want to find some kind of rest, right? And let me begin with this reflection. When busy is too busy. And the writer says, we need to scrutinize the rush of our activities, because even variable excursions may be keeping us from becoming and doing what God wants. A packed schedule may be detrimental not only to ourselves, but to those we seek to help. A few years ago, our neighbors were drawn to us, but when we talked to them about the Lord, their response was, we couldn't be Christians. We couldn't live at your pace. They had been attracted to Christ, but the busyness of our lives had scared them from a commitment. Right? Because you know there are Christians who are busy all the time going and doing. Right? They go to every meeting in the church. And one writer says, the true rest seems to be elusive for most Americans. And it's titled, True Rest Eludes Most Americans. Only 1 in 7 adults, 14%, set aside a day a week for rest. And on that day a week, what do we do? Mostly they work. Only 1 in 5, 19% of this small group say that they don't do any work at all. Even fewer Americans commit to daily time alone, 16%, or with God, 21%, or to activities that recharge them, 12%. Only 12% of American adults say that they intentionally set aside a time of day when they don't use electronic devices. 12 out of 100%. And how true that is. Even though I'm getting that way, I've got to work on putting down my iPhone. I have 4 emails on my iPhone for work. You know, different ones. And so I'm always looking at it. What a mess we've gotten ourselves in, right? I'm constantly looking, and somebody says, didn't you get that email? And I said, I'm not in the house. But here you are. Remember when you had to go to your email on your desktop? Do you remember that? Because it was on your desktop so you could really drive and enjoy. You could go out. Now we go with our iPhone, our phones, right? And even then, while we're away and we're saying, we're on our phones. I have to work on that. It is bad. And because we all know that, we're constantly sending email, right? And texts. Oh, and don't let me talk about texts. That's another one that's killing us, right? The texts. They text you for everything. And so here we are, we're really not getting rest. We are overwhelmed. A proverb for our time, a proverb for our times. He says, there's an old Greek proverb that says, the bow that is always bent will soon break. Right? What that proverb means, seems to be implying, is that the bow that is always under pressure, that never has an opportunity to release or let go, will soon break into a million pieces. Right? Because it's bent and it cannot get rest. If there is ever a proverb that fits the society in which we live, this is it. We live in a society now that we're constantly going. Even when we take vacation, do you know, even when we take vacation, people are constantly busy. Busy doing and doing. And that's why we're so overwhelmed. And the incident of heart attack and high blood pressure and all of that, with all the technology we have, and all the input of science and the progress science have made, it's getting worse and worse. Because we have no rest. Even Jesus needed rest. When Jesus felt overwhelmed, he said to his disciples, come away for a while and rest. Come away for a while and rest. We see in the gospel that was read in Mark, that the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Right? To a deserted place by themselves. We need to be able to do that, friends. We need to take Jesus' example and begin to take and to do that. Yesterday I got an email, it was in the evening, I was looking at it, and it was one of my colleagues who went away on vacation. And we have a meeting on July 26th, and somebody must have sent him something on his vacation. He emailed it to me, so I emailed back to him, aren't you on vacation? Can't you just leave me alone because you're on vacation? You're away, and yet he's emailing it to me, and the meeting is not until the 26th. And then he sent back a smiley face. I says, you're not even resting wherever you are. And that's what's happening to us, right? And so, you know, that song that we have, that wonderful hymn that says, in the garden, right? In the garden, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I think of that. I think of how Jesus wants us to be what? Take the time to walk with him, to talk with him, to be. He says he speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hear their singing. Can you imagine just going away to retreat, going away to be in a place where you could just rest in the Lord and restore your soul, restore that inner portion that not medicine, no medicine can fix. If medicine can fix, there'd be no high blood pressure in America. We know better, right? Don't we? It is that time that we need to rest in the Lord. Jesus was very busy all the time. In that chapter 6 that was just read, earlier we see in that chapter he had been rejected at Nazareth. And then John the Baptist had died. And many were following Jesus and the disciples for healing. And then there would be the feeding of the 5,000. And then Jesus walks on water. Yet Jesus, our Lord and Savior, knew that we need rest. We need rest. We need sometimes to turn the phone off. Another troublemaker is being on the phone all the time, talking and talking. But Jesus knew that he needed rest. Not just rest as in the absence of work, but rest as in solitude, right? Because you know we could not go to work, but we're still working in solitude. We need a time of prayer, a time to reflect, and a time with God. The songwriter says another wonderful song, "Near to the Heart of God." There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, a blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before you near to the heart of God. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, friends. And the only way we could seek it and find it is when we make deliberate time to do it. Now, there are several kinds of rest, right? We need physical rest, we know that. Sometimes we're so overwhelmed, we need physical rest. We're exhausted, right? And we just need to go get some sleep. And that's just taking care of our physical body. Now, I used to think that going on vacation was a start of physical rest. Not anymore. Not anymore. I've not been on a plane since last year. Right before COVID. And now I don't even look forward to going. Because you're so exhausted by what we have to go through now. And Lord knows they're fighting on the planes. You know, and you're worried to go. Worried to go, you have to wear your mask, you have to do what you have to do, and then people start fighting and arguing. So physical rest, you might as well just stay in your house and lay down. Go to bed. Do you know what I mean? Physical rest. I do like Annie does, but we can't because she rides the bicycle up into the wilderness or wherever she's riding it and so on. You know, something that you don't see a lot of people, right? Because it's hard. So we need physical rest, of course, because we are exhausted. We're struggling to keep our eyes open, and even waking up is so hard. And then we need mental rest, right? When the mind, sometimes I'll say, my mind is tired. If your mind ever get tired, like you're very busy doing something, and you're working and working, working on a project, working. The young people who have been taking exams and in schools, they know what I mean. You get so you're studying and studying, and you need some rest, a mental rest. And Lord knows there is emotional rest. That we need emotional rest, don't we? Things happen and we need a moment because we're so overwhelmed. We're so overwhelmed with what's going on, sickness and the news and all of that. You need emotional rest. We should just turn off the TV, turn things off sometimes so we can get emotional rest. But today I want to focus on spiritual rest. Because many folks do not think that spiritual rest is important. I might have shared a story with you once that when I was in Connecticut, there's a little place up in Madison, Connecticut, and I would go to go to every now and then. Mondays are my day off, which I need to change because every holiday falls on a Monday and then you don't really get your day off. But anyway, I used to go there and for a few days, and it's on the water, it's on the sound, and, you know, it's quiet, simple place, you know, you get a little room, it's not anything fancy. But you could go there and rest, read and rest, and I'd go by myself, and I do that all the time. Well, anyway, I did not know that this was a silent retreat. Now, I don't know the people, but at least when you go there and you see somebody will say hi and, somebody, you know, you say hello, or you go to the dining room, you'll sit, because, you know, people are there with a group or by themselves. But it was a silent retreat. And I was there walking, and I'm looking at folks, and nobody's talking to anyone. And I'm trying to figure out, what is going on? First, I thought the woman didn't like me, because she wasn't talking to me. And so I said, good morning, and she was just looking, and I thought, she's not talking. But then she kind of nodded, and nobody was going, no, in the dining room, nobody spoke. Dinner, nobody spoke. Silent retreat. And they were there for 7 days doing that silent retreat. And I was there doing the silent retreat. Finally, I think I went down to the water and the bench and got my cell phone. And I called up someone. I said, God, I'm going crazy on this silent retreat. See? But I needed it. Right? But I had to struggle. I struggled with it, right? When I was sitting on that little bench at the water, they came and tapped me. Somebody came and says, you can't talk. Oh, the stress was killing me. She said, you can't talk here now. Right? They caught me because I'm there. I'm like whispering, like, you know, nobody says hello. I'm going to lose my mind. I remember we have no TV. So even I was struggling with this silent retreat. I've not gone back. Just to say, right? And you know, I'm used to living alone, right? And I'm not a person who's on the phone a lot. And I'm used to living alone, so I'm used to not talking. But there are times I'm talking to myself. Because my job is to talk. So I don't mind when I'm by myself not to talk. But that was so an eye-opener for me, how much we need to converse. But you know, spiritual rest is important, and Jesus knew that. Jesus had just assigned those men to go forth and do. And he knows that we suffer from what? Burnout, right? We just keep going and going. You know, spiritual rest is needed when we feel afloat and unanchored, right? When we are unanchored. And we feel alone, we are depressed. We need spiritual rest. Practicing spiritual rest or soul rest helps us bear the weight of life's challenges. Right? Helps us to bear life's challenges. Spiritual rest, seeking time with God. Spiritual rest is a rest of faith. The ability to remain connected to Christ as we live and work with him. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary. Jesus is inviting you and me today to what? Come to me, he says, all who are weary and burdened. Or some scripture says, heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Christian believers, we can find rest in the Lord. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What is his yoke? His yoke is his service, what he would give. He says, I've already given it. I've already done it for you. So you could take my yoke up on you because it's lighter, my burden, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Do you need to find rest for your soul today? We need to connect with Jesus. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me and get away with me and you'll recover your life. Friends, I know we were in quarantine, but do you know that quarantine was really not rest? Was anybody resting in quarantine? Physically, we might not have been able to go out and do things, but we were what? Emotionally, right? Emotionally anxious. We are emotionally overwhelmed, weren't we? Washing and cleaning and doing and spraying and wiping and washing. And did I touch this? Did I not touch this? Did I spray the mail? Did I not spray the mail? You know what I'm saying, what we've done for a year. So we were not really getting that spiritual rest. But now is the time to get it. Jesus says to us today, come away with me. And what do we have to do to go to Jesus? We don't have to go anywhere. It's nice to get out of our houses. It's nice to take a trip. But many of us cannot at times. But we can what? Get time and space to be with Jesus, to reflect, to read his word. How many of us read the Bible during the week? You don't have to raise your hand. How many of us find a scripture and read it and let it sink into your soul? Right? That rhema that strengthens our soul. Soul rest has to do with recovering the life and vitality that only comes from Christ. Right? And then to spend time in prayer, to ask the Lord to guide us and to lead us, to seek him, to walk with him in the garden, and to get rest. My prayer for all of us these couple of weeks due summer is that you take the time to get rest, spiritual rest. If you need physical rest, take the time to get it, right? If we need emotional rest, work on it. We need to get help with that sometimes, right? We need to sometimes go talk to someone and get some emotional rest and mental rest. But if we need physical rest, take the time. But when we need spiritual rest, the only one who can give us that is Jesus Christ. Only Christ. And Paul tells us, he says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought in by the blood of Christ. He died for us because he loves us, and he died for us so that we too can have that rest in him. For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall. Christ is our peace. He can give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace that when we're going through terrible times, we have that peace. When we're going through good times, we have that peace. And so as the scripture says today, Jesus says, come. Come to me. Come and let's go away for a while, and I will give you rest. Friends, the songwriter says there's a place of full release near to the heart of God, a place where joy, where a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. When we get spiritual rest, we're near to the heart of God. And Jesus is the key that unlocks the door to the heart of God. Amen? So friends, seek that rest. Seek Jesus. He's always willing and able to welcome you and me. Amen.